Hello, and welcome to the We Can Rest Assured podcast. This podcast is brought to you by the Ulugah Church of Christ in Ulugah, Oklahoma. My name is Russ Earl, and I'll be your speaker today. Today, we're continuing our study of assurance based on the book We Can Rest Assured by Chuck Northrop. And our text has been 1 John chapter 5 and verse 13. These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God. We're going to look at the word know. There are 8 Greek words for our word know or knowledge. The most common are oda and gnosko. Several of the other words use gnosko as its root. Gnosko signifies to be taking in knowledge or to come to know, recognize, understand, or to understand completely. Oda signifies to have seen or perceived, hence to know, to have knowledge of, whether absolutely, as in divine knowledge or in the case of human knowledge, to know from observation. The difference between these two words is that gnosko frequently suggests inception or progress in knowledge, while oda suggests fullness of knowledge, this coming from Vaughan's Expository Dictionary of New Testament Words. In our text, John uses oda to indicate knowledge based on observation and reason. There are two kinds of reason. First, there is a subjective reasoning, which is perceived and subject to experiences. It is knowledge conditioned by personal conditions, characteristics, or states. Subjective reasoning finds its roots in emotions and feelings. The second kind of reason is objective reasoning, which is observable and verifiable. It expresses or involves the use of facts without distortion by personal feelings or prejudices. It is in objective reasoning that we find our assurance and not subjective reasoning. Our feelings and emotions are not the standard of our assurance because they can easily be fooled. Christians do not ride on an assurance roller coaster. From day to day, our emotions change. We have good days and bad days. Just because we are having a bad day does not mean that we are not right with God. Our salvation is not necessarily dependent upon our emotional state. We must be careful to keep the right order of things. Happiness and rejoicing come as a result of being justified with God. Happiness and rejoicing are not the standard by which we know we are justified. The next phrase we notice is the phrase that you may have eternal life, or that you have eternal life. The promise of eternal life is conditional upon our faithfulness and devotion to God. Remember, in this life, it is not a promise, it is a promise, not a possession. In 1 John 2, verse 25, John wrote, "And this is a promise that he hath promised us, eternal life." Paul points out that in his service to God's elect was in view of the reward of eternal life, Titus 1, verses 1 and 2. Jesus taught that we must put God first in our lives if we want to gain eternal life. The Bible says in Mark 10, verse 29 and 30, "And Jesus answered and said, Verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my sake, in the Gospels. But he shall receive 100-fold, now and this time, houses, and brethren, sisters, and mothers, and children, and a land with persecutions, and in the world to come, eternal life." Thus we see that eternal life is a future possession of the faithful Christian. He has put God above all that is of this world. Nevertheless, John was so sure that the faithful Christian would obtain eternal life that he wrote it as if it were a present possession. Another aspect of eternal life is the fact that it will be enjoyed by only those who are in Christ. In his first epistle, John wrote, "And this is the record that God hath given to us, eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life." 1 John 5, 11 and 12. In his prayer to the Father, Jesus said, And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. John 17:3. To truly know Jesus as the Son of God is to have eternal life. This knowledge of the Son is more than being a mere acquaintance. It is to know Jesus as the Christ, the Son of God, and to know His will for all mankind. Some have confused assurance with the Calvinist doctrine of once saved, always saved. There should be no doubt in any earnest Bible student's mind that we can fall from grace. The example of Simon the sorcerer should ring loud. Simon was obedient to the faith, Acts 8:13. He tried to purchase the power to bestow the miraculous gift of the Holy Spirit, Acts 8:18-19. Accordingly, Peter said, Thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. And we continue to read there in Acts 8:20-23, the rebuke by Peter. From the statements of Peter, it is clearly seen that at that time Simon was lost, though previously he was saved. He fell from grace. Thankfully, the account does not end there. Luke records, "Then answered Simon and said, Pray ye to the Lord for me, that none of these things which ye have spoken come upon me." Acts 8:24. Further consider Galatians 5:4. It should answer any question concerning the erroneous doctrine of eternal security. Paul wrote, "Christ is become of no effect unto you. Whosoever you are justified by the law, you are fallen from grace." We can have assurance. However, we must be sure that it is based upon the right things. We must not continue in sin that grace may abound, Romans 6:1, and fool ourselves into thinking we are right with God because we feel good about ourselves. Conversely, we must examine ourselves in the light of the Scriptures and make the necessary adjustments in our lives. In his first epistle, John gives many infallible tests and examples by which we can determine with certainty our eternal destiny. Therefore, consider the words of the Apostle Paul when he wrote, "Examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves how that Christ, Jesus Christ, is in you, except ye be reprobates." 2 Corinthians 13:5. We thank you for listening today to the We Can Rest Assured podcast, and we hope you'll tune in next week as we begin to look at the idea of walk in the light. Thank you for listening.